Call 101.9, Luke, Lindsay, and Dusty. Man, it was an epic night for swimming and gymnastics for Team USA last night. We'll get to that. We'll get to the medal count in just a second. But what about the Olympic sports that are less covered? We do that now.
Swifter, higher, stronger, lamer. Lame Summer Games Update.
We were going to have Will Smith from KFAN do it, but he's under the weather and out today. So we have Dusty subbing for our Lame Summer Games Update.
And I will gladly do it. Fook, it has been a week for the record books for table tennis.
Yes.
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Rio's own Hugo Calderano had a blistering 60-minute match earlier this week against China's Peng Tang. Now, Calderano's...
Peng Tang.
Peng Tang. Calderano's ranked 54th in the world, and he brought the hometown audience to their feet, upset the number 15 Peng. They credited his win to his aggressive, drooping front hand delivery.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's the drunken monkey style.
Yeah.
Yes.
He also intimidated his opponent with a unique high serve, throwing the ball 6 feet off the table for his serves.
That bastard!
He's thrilling to watch. American table tennis player Lily Zhang. You may know her from the documentary Top Spin. Very popular.
Love that movie.
She had a roller coaster of a week, though. She was ranked 101st in the world. She took out the number 54 player, Portugal's Jenny Shao. That set her up for Monday's match against South Korea's Hwang Soo, but she lost that one, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
No shame there. Hwang Soo is a chopper. She returns bullets with slices. She's kind of a messy player. She takes a lot of risks. Today, the women's singles semifinals will be going down.
All right.
Dressage, the equestrian events.
Yeah.
Individual and team dressage Grand Prix is today. Dressage, of course, the highest expression of horse training. I mean, they have to perform a series of predetermined walks, trots, and canters from memory, Fook.
Yes, it's super difficult, though, for the horses.
Yeah, and America won gold in July's Pan Am Games, so they're looking to continue their dominance in hopes for Olympic gold. Watch for the gates.
Okay, now this is something. Has anybody been tailgating with Romney for a dressage? That's the guy to watch it with. Like, pull up a Barca lounger, and grab a couple Arnold Palmers and just listen to the knowledge spewing from that man about dressage. He knows all.
He knows
it will
gates.
Change your life.
Dressage is so difficult. I mean, the horses, they're very athletic.
Yeah, they have to walk.
They're horses.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Do the horses actually win the medal, and do we drape them around their long neck?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Badminton is something that the United States has never excelled in, and are we really a great nation if we haven't won at badminton? Well, we're going to have to take on Chinese badminton sensation Lin Super Dan. He's a bad boy. He's got prominent tattoos, a devil-may-care attitude, and a quick temper. He's going to be the one to beat. We've been humiliated in handball, rhythmic gymnastics, but badminton, our humiliation, will be coming to an end tomorrow. Watch for that.
All right. Count on it. By the way, a stiff 5 to 7 mile-an-hour breeze will turn badminton from a fun little backyard game into a war zone.